My sword and shield, though troubles linger still, whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me, I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side, the one who reigns forever. He is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. My strength is in your name, for you alone can save. You will deliver me. Yours is the victory. And who shall I fear? And who shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever. He is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. And nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hands. And I'm holding on to your faithful, you are faithful, and nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hands, and I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful, you are faithful. I know who goes before me, and I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side, the one who reigns forever. He is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. I know who goes before me, and I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever. He is a friend of the God of angel armies is always by my side. The God of angel armies is always by my side. Amen. So glad that he promised to never leave us or forsake us. That every step of the way, he's always right there with us, always walking with us, always sending his ministering angels before us, preparing the way before us, always fighting for us. I'm so thankful for the love of God. Galaxies spinning, a heavenly dance. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. I hear the sound of your voice. All at once it's a gentle and thundering noise. Oh God, all that you are is so overwhelming. Until I myself in you, captivated by your beauty, I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. God, I run into your arms unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. I know the power of your cross, forgiven and free forever. You'll be my God, and all that you've done is so overwhelming. Until I myself in you, in the glory of your presence, I'm overwhelmed. God, I run into your arms unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. You are beautiful. You are beautiful, oh God. There is no one more beautiful. You are beautiful, God. You are the most beautiful. Yes, you are wonderful. You are wonderful, oh God. There is no one more wonderful. You are wonderful, God, you are the most wonderful. Yes, you are glorious, you are glorious, oh God. There is no one more glorious, you are glorious, God, you are. God, I run into your arms unashamed because of mercy. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. I'm overwhelmed, I'm overwhelmed by you. Are beautiful, you are beautiful, oh God. There is no one more beautiful. You are beautiful, God, you are the most beautiful. Yes, you are wonderful, you are wonderful, oh God. There is no one more wonderful. You are wonderful, God, you are the most wonderful. glorious. You are glorious. You are glorious. Oh God, there is no one more glorious. You are glorious. God, you are most glorious. I delight myself in you, in the glory of your presence. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed by you. God, I run into your arms. Sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that saw my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secures. He will my shield and portion be as long as I my chains are gone. I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy reigns. Unending love. Chains are gone, I've been set free. earth shall soon dissolve like snow. The sun before there to shine. The God who called me
keep our mind right where we're at, the word the Lord's laid on my heart, we're right at the right place where we can receive this word and we can step into something deeper than we've ever stepped in before. Do you want to do that or you want to? All right. Hallelujah. Let's do it. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Open up your Bibles to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. Very familiar verses of Scripture. I want you to say this out loud with me, okay? I want you to say, you're making a decree. When you say this, you're making a decree. You're letting all of heaven know that you're coming in agreement with the Word of God, but you're letting the devil know. You're building yourself up. Say, this is my moment. Amen. This is my moment. There's more at the door. Amen. There's more at the door, and it's my moment to receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To get things into us, the Lord's got to get things out of us. Amen? John chapter 15, if you would, let's start at verse number 1. If you can, stand for the reading of the Word of God. John chapter 15, verse number 1. If you're there, say amen. Notice what the Word says. Jesus talking. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, say, that's me. Every branch that beareth fruit, he, God, the Lord, purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Say, more.
More.
More. More. Amen. Hallelujah. Notice what he says. Verse number 3. How does he do this wonderful work in your life, in my life? Verse number 3. Now ye are clean, you're purged, you're pruned, through the word, Jesus says, which I have spoken unto you. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Brother Rodney, would you pray? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Let the Holy Spirit stir in his heart to give what you have to give to thy God. And just God has blessed us for you.
Amen and amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for honoring the word. Thank you, Brother Rodney. Hallelujah. Aren't you excited tonight that Jesus Christ said, I've got an avenue, a way for you to be pruned, for you to be purged, where you could not just bear a little bit of fruit, but if we went ahead and dropped down to verse 16, he said that you should bring forth fruit and your fruit would remain. I don't know about you. I've got a lot of things in my life and the devil's took a lot of things away. I've got a lot of things in my life and I've gave a lot of things away. But God says that the word will work in your life, in my life, and it will prune us and purge us. It will take things out of us where God can put things in us. And those things that come in us will come out and they'll be a benefit to everyone around us. Amen? So tonight, I believe that this is your more moment. This is your more moment. A moment. You can look up a moment in the Bible about 23 different times. At one time, the word is atomos, which is where we get our word atom from. You know, and until 1945, we didn't think you could split the atom. We didn't think you could split a moment of time, but our God can. Amen? And so it's likened to a twinkling of an eye. It's likened to a wink of your eye. So tonight, in a moment, everything that has happened from the time you come in the door, it's been changed by the presence of God. Okay? If God's presence can change that, just think tonight, when you and I hide this word in our heart, how much more is going to change? Because you see, God's presence changes things, but then you've got to walk out of that particular anointing, out of that corporate setting, and you've got to live the word on your own. Well, the only way you can do that, the only way I can do that, is to have the word in my heart. And tonight we have the word in our heart because the Holy Ghost is going to help us. Amen? Okay, so let's define this moment, this more moment. We have Jesus himself saying, he said that, "I am the true vine." So we need to understand that that infers to us that there's a false vine out there. And so we got to be very cautious. We got to make sure that what we hear is of by the Spirit and not by the enemy. Because the enemy, we look at him as this ugly, evil entity. But he, if he walked in this room, you'd be surprised at how many people would be amazed at him. Ezekiel 28 says that he is the most beautiful creature that God ever created. His covering is so unbelievable, and his pipes, his vocal cords would amaze. So you and I got to be cautious and know that there is a fake vine out there. But Jesus said that you and I didn't have to worry because the Holy Ghost of truth comes to abide in you and I, the believer, amen? And he wants to lead us and guide us into all truth. And he wants us to know that what he will do for us, that our Father will be our husbandman. He'll be the one that will start working on your life, in your life, and change everything about you. Tonight, you can empty out of some things. I can empty out of some things out of my life, and the Lord is going to put more in us than we ever dreamed possible. I'm hungry for that, aren't you? I don't want to keep dealing with the same things. I don't want to have the same attitude. I don't want to allow the enemy to give me an expectation. I don't want none of those things. I want everything to come from this word. Amen? Notice what he says now. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. But every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. So there's this word purge means to prune. Now you and I, every time it comes a little windstorm, you can go outside in your yard and you can find limbs everywhere. They were there, but they were dead. But the little wind blew them out. Tonight, we need to thank God for the wind in our lives instead of getting discouraged about it, because it reveals the dead things in our lives. It reveals the things that needs to be taken away from us, where the wind of the Holy Ghost can bring into us what we really need. Now notice what Jesus said. He said right now, not next week, next month, not at the coming of the Lord, not after 1,000 hallelujahs and 1,000 years in the millennium. He said right now, ye are clean through the word. Now that word through would be a good way to translate that would be channel. Channel. You and I, the devil wants to get us on his channel, on his frequency. We need to stay on the channel of the Lord, amen, and let him flow into us. He said, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now, that gives me two things to look to. Number one, the last part of it, I have the confidence tonight, you have the confidence that the Lord is talking to you. Woo! There's a lot of people who won't talk to me, but Jesus will. Not only will He wants to. It's His greatest desire. He made me. He made you for His fellowship. Oh, my. The Son of the living God. Come on, the Bible says He created all things, and there was no things that were not created except they were created by Him and for Him. Come on now. You and I were created not just by Him, but for Him. And so right now tonight, I am clean, you are clean, but this is a progressive thing. This is where we get the word sanctification. Sanctification is an act. It's an act that takes place as you walk hand in hand with the Lord, as I walk hand in hand with the Lord, and the Word flows through us, and it takes things out that we didn't even recognize and realize were hindering us, were limiting us, and He puts in the things that changes everything about us. Now, there'll be some people that will tell you that God sends storms in your life and trials in your life because He wants to make you a better Christian and a better person. Do you believe that? No, because I read what I read. It says, for every good and every perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there's no shadow of turning. He don't change. I read that the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. The trial comes because of the devil and because of this flesh. Amen? Our God can use it, and praise God, He does use it to help us understand how much He loves us. But tonight, He cleanses us not by trials and tribulations, not by putting sickness on people, not by taking away your finances, not by bringing a cloud of oppression and depression over you. He doesn't cleanse you by that. He said, how? How does He cleanse you? Through the Word. Through the Word. Through the Word. That's why the devil wants to keep you and I out of the Word. Now let's look what Jesus said about the Word. We're in John 15. Let's turn over to John 17. John 17. Notice what Jesus says. He says, starting in verse number 14, a red letter, He says, I have given... He's praying to His Father. Okay? John 17 is the Lord's Prayer. We talk about the Lord's Prayer in the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke. That's an outline for prayer. That's a pattern for prayer. But the Lord's Prayer is John 17, because that's where God is getting serious with His Father, and He's praying for you and I. Amen? Now, look what He says to the Father. He said, I have given them Thy what? Thy Word. Jesus Himself wants to teach you and I. Amen? I know He's talking about the 12, but He's talking about you and I, and Scripture tells us that. But I've given them Thy Word, and the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. That's why you don't fit in. That's why I don't fit in. You'll never fit in with the world because you're not of the world. Amen? That's okay. I pray not, verse 15, that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them. Now, Jesus is praying this for you and I, that thou should keep them from the evil. From the evil one. From the devil's influences. Now, Jesus prayed that. That means when the influence of the enemy starts coming on us, all we do is we turn our eyes toward the Lord. We turn our heart toward the Lord. We bring our hands up to Him and we say, Lord, I thank You that You've done prayed about this situation for me. You said, for You asked the Father that He would keep me from the evil influence. So right now, this influence is trying to cloud my mind, trying to change my vision, trying to discourage me. In the name of Jesus, I receive your prayer, and I stand on the fact that I know that God heard your prayer, and that prayer has been answered, and I receive it from my own. Amen? Now what happens? That cleanses you from that oppression. That cleanses me from that oppression, from that lie that's trying to work in our lives. And when it takes that lie out of my heart, then truth comes in my heart. When it takes the weakness out of my heart, it puts power in my heart. Amen? A divine exchange is always taking place in the Christian's life. And this is what's going to happen tonight. This is what he started as the altar service was in the worship time. But he's going to finish what he started because he's got some more things he wants to do in your life and my life. But he can only do it if we'll believe his word. Amen? And you and I, we're going to hear it. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God, we're going to hear it. We're going to receive it. And the Lord's going to manifest it to us. Now notice what he said in verse 17. He said, sanctify them through thy truth. Well, what's that? He answers the whole question, don't he? Thy word is truth. Make them holy through your word. Cleanse them, prune them, purge them through the word. Now, this is why the devil does everything he can to keep you and I out of this book. Amen. Have you noticed as soon as you start to study, when the phone rings? Yep. As soon as you start to study, that's when there's somebody at the door. When you start to study, that's when all of a sudden you think about 10 million things that you should have done last week. Yep. Because he knows that you're coming into the place where the word of God is fixing to flow through your heart and take out some things and put in what you need. This is the most precious thing to you and I. And we need to make time for it. Amen? I'm only as strong as what word I've let the Lord put in my heart moment by moment by moment. I can't live on yesterday's manna. I've got to gather my manna every day. Amen? Now, Jesus made that statement. Now, I want you to see that in your life, that you're holy. Now, I know that goes right contrary to everything in our mind, but Jesus said that you're sanctified by the Word of God. So when you accept Jesus, Jesus is the Word. The blood of Jesus washed over you, you become justified and you become holy. But if the devil can try to convince you in any area that you don't qualify, then guess what? He takes you out of the place of faith. And if you're out of the place of faith, you're out of the place of promise. And the only way you and I can receive from the Lord is being in the place of promise. Amen? So tonight it's very important if we're going to have our more moment complete. We've got to say, devil, I'm not listening to anything you've said. Because everything that I have ever done or thought, it's under the blood. It's under the blood. It's under the blood. I am sanctified because Jesus said that I am. Amen? He can't lie. Amen? So look to the Word continually. Look to Jesus continually for every situation. And as you look to Him, things are going to come out of your life that's negative and limiting and hindering. And things that's powerful and promising and encouraging are going to replace those. Amen? All right. Now notice one more time what he said. He said, sanctify them through thy truth, my word. My word is the truth. So what you and I have got to learn to do is to know and understand that you're going to always have two options. Option A or option B. The Lord or the devil. The Spirit. And so we want to listen to the Holy Ghost, amen? And we want to know and understand that if it doesn't make me feel Christ-like, if it doesn't bring me hope, if it doesn't bring me comfort, if it doesn't bring me edification in Jesus Christ, means build up in Jesus, then what? I cast it down. I say, no you don't, devil, in the name of Jesus. That's not coming into my heart because I'm keeping room in my heart for His truth, amen? For His word. Okay, so, quickly, Jesus said, I want you to know that you're going to be fruitful, and that fruit is going to remain. Now, what did Jesus say in John 13:35? How did He say that all men will know that you're His disciples? And what's the first fruit of the Spirit? Galatians 5:22. So if we love one another, and by the fruit of the Spirit, the first one is love. He said everybody would know that we was His disciples. Amen? So let's think about this tonight. Everything works. You realize that your faith, Galatians chapter 5 tells us that your faith will not work if you're not in love. So I can have all the word in my heart that has faith, but if I'm not walking in love, it doesn't matter. So tonight I need to look and let the Spirit of God take some things out and put more love in, put more truth in, where I can what? Where I can what? I can be His disciple. Just like He said, I can be disciplined in His teaching, and the fruit of the Spirit can start growing in my life and start having freedom and liberty and start moving powerfully out of my life. Amen? Now, so love is the first fruit of the Spirit. Love is the greatest. Why is love the greatest? 1 John 4:8 tells us that God is love. He that loveth not knoweth not God. Why? For God is love. So the first fruit of the Spirit is love. So when you got saved, when I got saved, the very first thing happened was all of a sudden you got up from your altar, wherever it was at, whether it was in church or at home or wherever it might have been. What did you want to do? You wanted to hug somebody. Because all of a sudden, you had something you didn't have when you knelt down. You had a love for the people around you. You had a love for Jesus that was so real that you couldn't imagine why you hadn't accepted before. Amen? So love is the great. 1 Corinthians 13:13 tells us that love is the greatest. Is that right? And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, and these three, but the greatest of these three is love. Love. So, first and foremost, what God wants to do, He wants to do a Holy Ghost examination on our heart, and He wants to take out everything that the devil's placed in there that's made us angry. That's made us not be in the position where we can give grace, give mercy, give love to somebody who needs it. The Holy Ghost wants to take those things out that the devil has placed in there, and He wants to go in there and just fill that up with the love of God. Now let's talk about the love of God just for a minute. 1 Peter chapter 4, I believe it's verse number 8. 1 Peter chapter 4. Verse number 8, look what the Word of God says. And above some things. Oh, you mean it's that important? And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins. Above all things, that first fruit of the Spirit. Now Romans 5:5 says that that fruit of the Spirit is shed abroad in your heart by the power of the Holy Ghost. So you don't have to drum it up and you don't have to feel it. Remember? Because God's love is not an emotion. God's love is God and God is action. Amen? So here we are in this very moment of more. And God says that, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. Because He wants everybody to know that you're His disciple. He wants everybody to know that I'm His disciple. Now, this word fervent is not the same word like in James where you read about the prayer of a fervent righteous man availeth much. It's not that. This word here, I can't remember what it is in the Greek, but this word means unceasing. See, because sometimes my love level goes higher and lower. I'm being honest with you. So that would be like fervent, because, you know, we're getting hotter and colder, higher, lower. But that isn't what the word says. The word here says that my love is to be unceasing. whether you said hi to me or not, whether you shook my hand or not, whether you agreed with me or not, whether you bowed with me or not. And it's all by the power of the Spirit of God. Now, this is very important. I feel the anointing so strong on this. There's some of us here tonight that God wants to come down in the middle of our heart, and He wants to take something out that is hindering us to be able to have a love that Peter is writing about by the unction of the Holy Ghost. He's wanting you to know that it's all by grace. You don't have to drum it up. You don't have to use or exert any bit of your own ability. You just have to receive this word tonight. And if you'll receive it, it'll change your household. This is a divine appointment to change a household. This is a divine appointment to bring love back into a situation. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just telling you what I feel in my spirit. Amen? Now he said, notice what he said, and above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. Why? For charity, for love, shall cover the multitude of sins. Now first of all, God loves me so much, He loved the world so much that He gave. Yes, because it covered a multitude of sins. See, you got to be so careful because people think you're speaking out of your head when you're speaking out of your heart. And don't take this wrong, because I'm not speaking out of my head. I'm speaking out of my heart. The hurt that is in your heart tonight, in a moment of time, the Lord can reach in there and take that out. And the love of God can take and can cover that if you're willing, if I'm willing, to forgive. And we say, well, I have forgave and forgave and forgave, and I'm getting tired of popped on the end of the nose. You know how many times I've popped God on the end of the nose? But yet, He still forgives. Because this is the dispensation. Amen? Of grace. Okay, I want to talk about this more moment, just for a minute more. You realize that you can be so close to it and you can miss it. I can be so close to it and I can miss it. We don't want to miss it. We want to hear from the Lord. You realize that we can be in a place of prayer, a place of devotion to God, and miss out on Jesus. That's for somebody. You can be so caught up in the place of prayer and devotion that you're missing Jesus. We're going to document it from the Word of God. Go with me to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. We love the Gospel of John. I know what you do. I do. Everyone does. For sake of time, let's start in verse number 40. Verse number 40. And one of the two which heard John speak, John just told him about Jesus. Ain't you glad somebody told you about Jesus? They heard John speak and they followed him. It was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. And he first findeth his brother Simon and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus. And when Jesus beheld him, he said, thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Cephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Now notice how John gives a witness of who Jesus is, and it's so powerful that it promotes somebody else to go tell the Jesus that they have met. That's the love of God. That's the fruit of the Spirit. That's being in a moment that allows love to be so strong. But yet, when you and I go to different people, they can miss out on what we're trying to say to them. Stay with me. The day following, Jesus would go forth into Galilee and findeth Philip, and he saith unto him, Follow me. Now notice this. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael. Nathanael. Every time you see Nathan or Nathanael, it means gift, giver, given by God, even if you would. And so here he is. He's hearing about Jesus. Philip findeth Nathanael and saith unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. Notice this, verse 46. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Now see, we can let our preconceived notions and ideals steal the truth of Jesus from us. We can let the Spirit of God spoke to Donna the other night. We were in our devotion time. We've been doing communion every night, like I suggested. If y'all wanted to, it'd be a good thing for y'all to do at home as well. But the Spirit of God spoke to Donna, and he said, "Don't despise what I send because of the package." And how many times have we missed out on God because the package didn't look like we thought it should? Whether it is a something or a someone. So I've been on guard looking, earnestly awaiting for that something or that someone, because it's coming. Amen? And I'm not going to miss it. By God's grace, in Jesus' name. But here Nathanael is. Now, he says, Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Now, see, somebody can testify to us, and we can be in that mindset, and we can miss the whole boat. Our more moment. The time when God splits us away from the thing that is limiting, hindering, and hurting us. Amen? Philip, I love this. He said unto him, Come and see. Ain't that a word for us in evangelism? Don't argue with people. Just tell them to come and see. Come see for yourself. Amen? All right, now here's why we come here. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom there is no guile. Now notice, Jesus looks at his heart. And he makes this prophetic statement of truth about him. Nathanael saith, verse 48, unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee. You and I, we need to know that Jesus is always looking. Amen? But Jesus had a word that would confirm the word that Philip had spoke to Nathanael. And so that's what you and I have got to count on tonight. I can only say what the Lord gives me, but I'm trusting the Holy Ghost to speak a word to you that will take what you've heard one step further, where you can see Jesus in your more moment. Amen? But notice, Nathanael answered and said unto him, verse 49, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Now see, we always talk about Peter, but Nathanael was the first one that had the revelation. And he had the revelation because somebody shared the gospel with him, but he almost missed it because he thought Jesus was coming from a place that he couldn't come from. And tonight, there's some things in our life that we think ain't of God, and it's 100% God. See, the people of Nazareth, they had a bad reputation. And we look and we miss, and we look at the package and we miss God in the whole thing. Now see, you heard what Jesus said about Nathanael. He was an Israelite indeed, in whom there was no guile, but yet he almost missed Jesus. So tonight, we could almost miss Jesus just because something didn't go the way that we thought it should, or the way that we wanted it to. Now let's think about this just in closing. In Genesis 22, you got Abraham. And God speaks to him and tells him, said, I want you to take Isaac, thine only son, and I want you to take him to Mount Moriah, and I want you to sacrifice him. He talks to Abraham, no doubt, as he's laying on his bed. Scripture doesn't tell us, but the way God works, we can all relate to this. And so Sarah would be laying right beside him, and she hears nothing. But Abraham gets the whole picture painted out to him. Let's go to Jesus' baptism. He goes and he's baptized by John the Baptist. And some of them said it thundered. Some of them said an angel talked to him. But only Jesus heard what God said. Let's think about Paul in Acts chapter 9 on the road to Damascus. He saw the light. He heard the voice of the Lord clearly, personally, right to him. It says the other people heard a voice, but Jesus talked to Paul personally. You and I, every one of us, we've been in the service. We've been right there, and we felt like we was a million miles alone away, and the person next to us, they're just having the best time in the world. And we're thinking, what is wrong? Let's don't miss our moment. Let's don't let anything separate from what God would want to instill in our life tonight. Everything he'd done was a precursor to get us ready for the full manifestation, where you can leave here tonight, your heart completely emptied out, with everything that would hinder and limit and hurt, and be filled up with this word. If we're going through the same thing over and over, what we're doing is not working. So it's time to do something different. Amen? So let's be honest with the Lord and let's just tell him, Lord, here's the way I feel. This is the way it looks like. But I want what you have to say about it. And I give you permission to come into my heart to do whatever you want to do. If you'll give him permission, he'll never overstep his boundaries. You realize that I had to change the way I was praying because the Holy Ghost showed me that I was stopping a work that the Lord wanted to do, but God said, no, you're the pastor. Under the great shepherd, the under shepherd, under the, and he said, I won't go past what you say. Now he will remove you if you don't do what he says, but he gives you grace. You understand what I'm saying? So tonight I'm pleading with you in love to let the Lord show you everything that he'd want to take out, and to not let him put in some things that will change your destiny. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you, we honor you. Corporately, we tell you, Lord, we give you full permission to do what you want to do. We want you to come into our heart and to excise every lie of the enemy, every misconception, every misunderstanding. And Lord, those things that's creating frustration, which turns to anger, which turns to outburst, which turns to dissension, which keeps us in a cycle, a repetitive cycle of defeat. Lord, we want those things gone. Lord, you know how the oppressor works and what he does in people's lives here tonight. Let tonight, let that root cause to bring oppression, let it be lifted because it's been excised by the Holy Ghost. And let the root of love, let it spread throughout. We ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, let this be our more moment. Let us hear specifically where we can be sanctified by your truth and be forever changed. Lord, it's not by might, it's not by power. It has to be by your Spirit. We're willing to yield to you in Jesus' name. Would you come? You say, we've done had prayer. Yeah, but that was just the start. Would you come and say, Lord, here I am. I want to leave here in the fullness of what you'd have for me. No more oppression. No more darkness. No more confusion. No more anger. No more disturbances in my life. I want to let you, Lord, fill me with your truth. I'm willing to give up the way I think, the way I look at things, the way I talk about things. I'm willing to give that up and allow your Spirit to bring correction in my life. Would you come tonight? Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory. Come in faith. Come in faith and believe and reach out and let God do a work in your life. For somebody here tonight, this is very important. This is critical because this is an opportunity that you may not have again at this level because there's a special anointing for it tonight. God knows your heart and He wants to help you in every way. He wants to help me in every way.